The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game right here at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, Game Plus. That's Game Plus. iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in, we appreciate it. On this 4th of July, 248 years old. Oh, we've had a good run. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Ladies and gentlemen, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Happy 4th of July.
This place is falling apart, I hear.
What do you mean?
Camera. Oh, there it is. Okay, good.
Oh,
Thanks, guys, in the back. I thought I owed him a free lunch again.
How'd you like the ride in? It was so free today.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's no one on the roads.
Nobody.
That
on
just
the road.
Goes to show me
so nice.
that really, and there's a lot of regular people. You always think that the roads are full of casino employees.
Yeah.
And I just said, wow, this is how many municipal workers, regular 9-to-5 people there are on the roads. I mean, there's cones to nowhere every day on 15. And today there was none. I was just like, wow. There was no traffic, and it just made me think that it's not just casino workers out there.
Kelly said it best off air, which is, we don't mind coming into work on the 4th of July.
Really don't.
It's just that tomorrow's work too.
Right.
That's the more annoying.
Today
part.
Feels like a Friday.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's why we would love to, you know, it's a long weekend for most people, but yeah.
I often get surprised, though, by what Bill said. Like, that is the, I have to remind myself often that there are more 9-to-5 workers in this city than you think.
And, I have to pinch myself to even think like that, because when you watch these specials on Vegas on TV, people don't think there's an outside life.
Right.
They when they find out that people live here.
Yeah.
Like, they literally think they come from, like, California to work. I mean, like, why you live in Vegas? It's unbelievable. I would love to live in Vegas. Yeah, you'd last about 30 days. Like, you know, I mean,
What does Bill Krakenberger do on 4th of July? Do you care about fireworks?
Not only do I not care, I actually don't like them at all.
Yeah.
Because I'm an animal person. I don't like the animals.
They don't like it.
They don't like us. I put a video up on Twitter about a family. Because out here, it's different. The fireworks are legal. And they put, like, a boot outside with, you know, fireworks and blow up the entire house almost. I mean, it's just so I put that video up a couple weeks ago, and I retweeted it. But, yeah, no, I don't it's not really just, like, another day to me. But it's a good day for the hot dog eating contest normally. I enjoy that, watching it normally.
Do you bet it?
I used to always bet it. DraftKings always had odds on
they still do.
The sports books always had good odds. And,
yeah.
And believe it or not, it was actually a mathematical edge, believe it or not. Never lost on that, but didn't bet it this year, but never have I lost betting that.
Why didn't you bet it this year?
I don't know. There was just none. My guys didn't come up with any. Maybe because of the chestnut, maybe?
Maybe because he's not out. They didn't want to risk it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad at them. I mean, big deal. Who? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Should be more opportunity.
Yeah. It's just stupid. So I'm boycotting the contest, and I'm boycotting Nathan's. I will not be eating Nathan's hot dog.
Taking it out on Nathan's?
I'm going to be going to the veggie dog. What's he doing? What's he sponsoring? Some kind of veggie dog or something? Yeah, that's what I think. That's the reason why he's done a lot to be in the contest. He now took that, a sponsorship from, I think it's a vegan or a veggie dog.
Do you view these guys and gals who eat these hot dogs in speed eating contest with reverence? Do you view it as this unbelievable athletic achievement?
No.
Okay.
It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
I agree. But some people think it's like this amazing. Some people are like, Joey Chestnut's the greatest athlete there's ever been. Some people say that.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know, I was putting him up there with Bo Jackson and stuff. And I said, you know.
Well,
let me just
remember when ESPN did it and Kornheiser picked Secretariat over, like, humans, and people gave him all kinds of guff for it?
So this is the
the hot dog eating equivalent of that.
Oh, okay.
What have you been up to? Have you been in town?
Yes, and I have the Bet Bash is coming in town, so I figured I'd let all these guys know there's a good promotion the whole month of July and the whole month of August, and it resets every month. It's downtown here. It's at Four Queens and Binion's. I didn't go in Binion's to check the game supply, but Four Queens has 100.17 return video poker play with basic strategy. So in other words, theoretically, long term, you should, let's say, break even at the game. And if not, you know, you just Google the strategy, and it's pretty simple, but pretty basic. Now they throw in, you get, if you get 300 points, 600 points, or 1,200 points, you get different amounts of money and comp, which is at the restaurants there, which I used twice at Magnolia Cafe. I'd never been there. I've been downstairs to Hugo's a couple times. Fantastic. But so you get comps there, and the food was really good. I had, like, a prime rib there. It was great. So, so this promotion is you get, if you get 1,200 points, you get $140 in cash back. Doesn't sound like a lot, but you're already playing a positive game, so you're already ahead theoretically long term, and now you're getting this $140 and a $60 in comp. Now, I realized after I was done getting the 1,200 points on this game, I also got another $80 in cash back and about another $100 in food. So overall, this could be worth about $400 if you're coming to town. Now, it generated an offer where I get free rooms, four nights of free rooms. Now you throw that into the mix. You're talking, it's, you know, rooms are very expensive in Vegas, so you're throwing that in the mix. It's a real good promotion and a real good thing at the Four Queens, and it resets every month. I figured I'd love that. By the way, you know, I guess not the best casino where I was playing the four games. There's only four of these machines. You know, you have to watch the people around there. I had an older lady. I couldn't believe an older lady came up to me. I thought she was, like, so sweet. She would come to me, I'm sorry, but can I just get, like, $10? You know, like, I just didn't expect that. But, I mean, it was an older lady, and she was well-dressed even. I'm looking for cameras. I'm like, oh, this has got to be – this is no way she was asking me for this. But I watched her go around to other people. And you know what's funny about that? Security just doesn't care. Now, I didn't go and tell security, but I've had situations in the past where I've told security things, and they want nothing to do with it. They want nothing to do with it at all. But, you know, like,
I imagine on those ones right on Fremont out here too. That it's
every
even,
day.
It's even yeah. It's every yeah. day, and it's probably even more so for those for the security. So,
listen, I'm telling you the good and the bad. Let me tell you the real good. Lady comes up to me, another girl behind me. She's standing. She doesn't say nothing. She's standing behind me, well-dressed. And she's standing behind me, and she says, wow, that's a good-paying video poker machine. And I'm saying to myself, wow, this lady realizes it is. It's a 10-7 machine. I had to say, now I stop and say to her, miss, how do you know that? She goes, because I play in Florida all the time. She says, I'm here with my husband and kids. We're down at Hugo's. You know, I came up for a second for a smoke, and I'm watching you play this machine, and I'm saying, I know that I play all over Florida. She was legit. Yeah. Like, she was a very legit, nice lady. She brought her husband up and to show the machine even, and when they were done eating. But
you're suggesting that this is, in your profiling of this, more of a male activity?
Well, it's rare to see an advantage gambler female. Now, she wasn't an advantage gambler, but just for her to know about that machine showed me a lot. Here's the thing. I hit four aces. When she walks right away, walks downstairs, I hit four aces for $800. 15 minutes later, a single line, 40,000 to one royal. So Four Queens really likes me for this promotion. They get me the $400, and I won over $5,000. So I'm like, this lady came to me, and in 10 minutes, I hit $4,800. So I'm nuts. I want to go down and, like, pay for a meal or something, you know. That? No, because I'm crazy. And then she's coming up with her husband, and they wouldn't take no money. So I said, listen, I'm giving you a $100 bill for the tip. And she goes, oh, no, we can't take that. And her sons were there. I said, well, I crumbled it up. I said, well, I'm leaving it on the floor. And crumbled the $100 bill up. And her son picked it up.
I was going to say, she's just giving it to the kid. Yeah.
The kid picked it up. I was like, listen, I don't know what happened. And, I know about the models, the algorithms, the math-based things, but there is that. I still believe some people are luckier than others, and I'm not trying to say I am, but I've been pretty lucky in life.
What a coincidence!
And I just gave her the $100.
What a coincidence, Kelly. The kid was not a fan of litter.
Yes,
that's right, Kel.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
You're like Michael Scott there, Bill. You're not superstitious, but you're a little stitious.
No,
I
am. I am definitely still. I'm still have that New Yorker in me where I have the superstition, and you know, it could be it.
I'm like that too. Any bit, like almost, I would say 90% of my big hits on video poker's been from one bartender's working at the bar that I'm at. And I'm like, Chris, I'm going to need you here all the time.
And you know what? Now that you say that, when you're playing at a bar for bartenders, you tend to tip more because you know that you're a local bartender. You tend to tip them more than you would a slot attendant or something. Mm. So it's always a question of if they're friendly or they're, you know. But let me just tell you something. Going back to the luck factor.
Oh, I was going to ask you about this.
Well, yeah. Randy McKay.
Yeah.
You just talked about, I wasn't planning to talk about
this. But a quarter win or win a car. Randy, quarter win or win a car.
Right. Randy, I'm sorry if you're going to be embarrassed by this or you're going to be upset. So Randy walks into a Colorado casino the other day. He says to me, I walked in because it was a dollar progressive I was looking for, which is starts at $4,000. It was up to like $12,000. And he said, I found it, but I also found something I thought was even better. And after 15 minutes, a $5 progressive, he hits for $67,000.
I mean, dude,
you got to be lucky to hit that. It's a single line. It's a 40,000 to one shot, just like right. I hit the four queens.
$25 a hand.
$25 a hand, $67,000. And he sends me back a text. He says, and just goes to show you, also had the new Lucky Masters hat on.
Oh, so, the Masters hat that you gave him.
I gave him a Masters hat the last 2 years.
So that's worth like 10%, right?
Well, I'd like to get 1%.
I got to start letting Deborah Song Fashion Stylist wear mine now. But don't you believe, though, about guys like Randy, that like you just have to believe that some people, he's obviously super smart, but he's also lucky as could be.
Luck could be a skill set that we don't know about. I talked about it before on the show. We're all bundles of energy. We're all, you know, I love being positive, going in a casino, going in whatever kind of gaming. I'm always thinking I'm going to win. And if I lose, I don't really get upset or anything. So I think that it just may be more to it than people thinking. People, these MIT guys and mathematical guys, do me a favor. Please, I don't want to hear your comments. I'm just telling you that I still have some of that feelings in me, and I've been very lucky with
I'm sure the MIT tweets are going to pour in now.
Yeah. Just a little stitious. Just a little
A little stitious. Not superstitious.
Enjoy your life a little, guys, MIT guys. Get out and buy yourself a meal.
More with the Crack Man, Unscripted, Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman. Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast, coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. Did she win? She already won?
She looks like she won.
Yeah. Looks like it was easy peasy.
I'm looking for her to throw up.
Winner. Oh, no.
What is that? I can't read it.
Are we seeing this correctly?
Yeah, where is it from last year?
Oh, maybe that's last year. Here's the
I don't know.
You're right. That's
Wow.
Okay, I don't know. Here's the deal. What we're trying to figure out. The hot dog eating competition does not air on regular network TV until 12 noon 9 Eastern. But the ladies' side is streamed. And so I believe she won her 10th in a row. Is that correct? I don't know if this is current or not, but Miki Sudo going for her 10th in a row. So we're just trying to piece it together if this is live or not. We don't know yet. So that's the deal with the televised part of this. They do not show the ladies.
They start
at 12 noon, 9 Pacific.
That was live.
That was live.
51.
Okay, so on streaming, she wins it. With 51 hot dogs in, that's her personal math. 51 she knocks down.
Total
her personal,
is 40 and a half.
Her personal best prior to that was 48 and a half. So Miki Sudo wins her 10th. Again, not in a row because she was pregnant 1 year. 2021, she did not have it. So, 2024 Nathan's Famous Women's Champ. 51 hot dogs downed from Miki Sudo. And now her fiancé, Nick Wary, is going to try to make it 2 for the household a little later on.
No pressure.
No pressure, Nick. None whatsoever. Okay, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Let me run through some of these.
Thanks to Stormy Bonatoni for live tweeting this, because otherwise I don't think I would have figured that result out.
Yeah. Miki looks very – she is emotional. 10 in a row. Even Joey Chestnut didn't win 10 in a row, Kelly. That's why she's the third ranked in the world overall. Forget number one.
He didn't
women's.
Win 10 in a row?
I don't think he did, no.
Wow.
Sean Higgs, hey Kelly and Gil, I'm thinking for a hot dog's only toppings are really Miracle Whip and shredded lettuce. Oh God bless
Jesus
America.
Mary.
You know what, Sean? I think I saw you tweet this to follow the money or something earlier.
What are you trying to do to us, man?
So you're clearly just trying to grab attention with this, but Miracle Whip? Miracle Whip?
What are you doing? Trip Tepper, credit to Pegula and Navarro for earning their stripes on the court. Their parents didn't hold their employer hostage to fully orchestrate a 4-year guaranteed contract for your kid. Hey, with the LeBron hate. Jason H11. Gil and Kelly, what is your perfect hot dog? Listen, I know I'm just going to make a lot of people upset here, but I'm a sauerkraut kind of guy.
Oh,
I'm not a mustard. I'm a ketchup kind of guy, which I know drives people crazy.
So you go sauerkraut and ketchup?
I do. If I'm going to a ballpark watching the Giants, that's what I always gravitate towards.
Ketchup and onions for me. That's it.
Okay.
Real basic.
Billy?
I'm a sauerkraut and onion guy.
There you go.
No mustard, no ketchup, nothing like
that. You got to go sauerkraut.
But unless we're talking like chili cheese involved.
I like cheese, too.
Yeah.
I like cheese on a dog, too.
You lost me. Larry Fresh, love how we can talk math for 2 hours on this show, but science gets 2 minutes top. Salute from a math teacher.
Wow.
Science over our heads.
We resemble that remark.
Science.
Oh, hey. Thomas Dolby. Can I tell a Thomas Dolby story?
Sure.
I don't think I've ever told this on air.
Wow, you're old enough for this?
Oh, dude. So Bill just shouted out science. In a previous life, I was involved in a music and research and recommendation company in San Francisco called Music Buddha. And one of the advisors to our company was the great Thomas Dolby.
Unbelievable.
Thomas Dolby,
wow.
Who his big hit was Blinded Me with Science.
Right.
Thomas Dolby was also a very quiet British man,
wow.
Who spoke very softly. And so when we'd have to go to Silicon Valley to have meetings with Thomas Dolby, which we only did a few times, by the second or third time, we would like have to fight off falling asleep because he talks so softly.
Wow.
And then he would do this extra thing where he would, do you mind if I dim the shades? So it would be really dark.
No.
So finally, by the third time, I was telling my buddies, I'll give any of you $200 cold cash if in the middle of the whole thing you just shout randomly, science!
Right.
No one ever took me up on it.
Was he a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, it was his big one. But in the middle of it, I would like look at him, try to egg him on, egg on my guys just to do something. Science!
That was their MTV age. It was a big video.
Yeah. It was also like one of those things where like when Casey Kasem would do his America's Top 40 and they would fabricate long distance dedications. They would like make it up where like a girl would say, or a guy would write in, Dear AT40, I was doing a science project when all of a sudden someone stunned me at the front door and my lab experiment blew up in my face. Now I'm blinded. Could you play Thomas Dolby? She blinded me with science. Like they would do that kind,
right.
of, that kind of stuff
right.
as well. Okay, I a correction, and this is great from three guys out here, because on the Triple Crown thing, I totally left something out, and they're right. I should know this because I've been watching them all year with the Guardians. Stephen Kwan is hitting 360 for the Guardians, but he doesn't have enough ABs. He doesn't have enough at-bats to qualify. So I think he just got there. So shout out to Real Uniform Czar, who said, I would worry about Stephen Kwan in the AL. He's hitting 360, but doesn't have enough AB to qualify. He should have enough by the end of the season. Bill Walsh, not that Bill Walsh, because that would be weird. Stephen Kwan finally became eligible in batting average, so he's now the AL leader at 360. Well, he's not quite eligible yet, but he's about to be. And then Sports Observer, Judge won't be able to catch Stephen Kwan. Kwan missed time and just qualified today. Oh, so maybe he did. According to some, he did. When I'm looking at the batting average stats, though, they're not listing Stephen Kwan, so I'm not sure if he's qualified. But he will, and so your point is taken on that. So thank you guys for that. Mike Stacks, happy 4th to you and Kelly. Thank you. Thank you to you. And then Chance Copperpot, with the crack man, my favorite ANG segment. Bill, you always give out a couple of year-long NFL player prop unders that cash. Do you have a couple to bless us with before the season is upon us? Happy 4th of July.
Yes, I absolutely will have some. I gave out a couple things here last week, I think. But I absolutely will have a couple things. You know, just that it's so hard to get down on these year-long player props because they're offered. I don't know. They might offer a couple things here now, maybe. Maybe the BetMGM app or the Caesars app, which I'm not allowed to play on. But, you know, I have to go back to back east, DraftKings, FanDuel. But I will be making a trip there before. Maybe one or two, actually, because if there's some futures to be had, I'll be going to the DraftKings over at Foxwoods and the Mohegan Sun FanDuel. So we'll see what happens. I have a story. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Done.
No, I have a story about something. So this guy on...
Sure show, Bill.
No, it's not. This guy on Twitter, Mark Chekwitz is his name.
Yeah.
I liked... He responded to something about the old school Mirage. He was there like opening day, and I said, wow, really cool. And then I seen his bio. I've gambled on the fringes of harm for many years.
Oh, that's great.
So I seen that in his bio. I gambled on the fringes of... So I texted him. I DM'd him.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, thank you for the follow, and I'm coming out for the World Series, and I said, listen, if you want to come out, I'm going to take you out, you and anyone out for a meal. That's what mm-hmm. I told him. Fantastic offer. I've never turned down. Okay, I'm leaning toward flying out to play in the Super Seniors event and hopefully spin that up into the $5,000 High Roller Seniors event. So he was trying to, you know, get some, and he also said, I'll keep you posted on how close I am to the fringe of that event. So now he said, hey, Bill, I made it out for the seniors. I'm going to be in. Bill, how are you? I said, oh, I hope you cashed in the seniors. I said, where are you staying? And I hope I didn't miss you, but I'm free tomorrow if you want. He said, I'm here at Park MGM. Yes, I cashed. So I said, well, all right, let me know if you want to grab lunch. He said, so now I go to see him, and yeah, oh, yeah, he cashed.
Look at him.
He won $600,000 in the tournament.
I cashed. $573,000. I cashed.
I couldn't believe it. I said, wait a minute, Mark, that's you? I don't know if I'm buying anymore. No, but I still bought him lunch. So I took him out.
You still bought lunch?
I still bought him lunch.
Bill does not let anybody buy him.
What does it matter? Bob Arum, you know, worth $500 million I had to pay.
Yeah.
So anyway, look.
I had to pay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't believe this. Now we sit down. I hope I'm not going to embarrass him.
Did Bob Arum short arm you? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he wasn't going for nothing.
I thought so.
Amazing. Yep. These guys, not the first. No,
I didn't think the Pagulas keep their money. Okay, come on.
So anyway, I just shout out to Mark. He wins all this money, and he literally only had like less than 30% of himself. He's like, I gave 8 different people pieces of me, you know, to get, including 1% to the doorman at the hotel. He said the guy gave 1% to the doorman. So you get the guy $5,700 just for. He gave 1%. He liked the doorman. He said, I'm going to give you 1% of what I'm doing. I mean, what a great, great story.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really. $573,876. Amazing. Amazing. He's like 60-something.
Where's he from? Been gambling all his life?
Yes, he has. And I apologize. He did tell me where he was from. But I just forget right now. Good for him. Listen. I was so excited when I was like, wow, you won the event. I just couldn't believe this guy won the World Series of Poker. He won the main event. He's from Massachusetts, and I just checked. But anyway, I just thought that was pretty cool. And he told me about – I'm not a bad beat story guy or nothing, but they're down to – they're five-handed. He gets a pair of queens. This guy gets a pair of kings. This guy gets a pair of aces. You know the odds in that?
Oh, sure.
And he laid down the queens.
Bam.
Laid him down and just, he would have lost. I mean, he would have been out. He would have been out of the tournament. There's so much luck involved in these tournaments, too. You know that. Yes, there is skill up to a certain
skill
point.
Skill up to a point.
But you have to have that busted A, as we said back home. Yeah.
I was just talking about that earlier this week, as a matter of fact, in another context. Yeah. Skill will take you to a point, but it does need to break your way. I think we were talking about the Astros in June when we were talking about that. We'll come back. More Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. By the way, the name of his podcast again, Wise Cracks with John Orlando. Check that out as well. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget to check out our website, VSiN.com. Not only best bets at VSiN.com/picks, but betting splits, odds by state, betting tools, and as we mentioned earlier, not only betting guides, but a really robust baseball stats. First five stats, umpire stats, VSiN.com. Don't sleep on the deep dive baseball. Check it out. We call it brand new? Not a lot, but brand new. We call it new. Yeah? Is that okay? New?
Ish. Yeah.
Ish. Not superstitious. Not superstitious. Just stitious.
A little stitious.
Oh, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Sam Ginsburg. Yes, some people are lucky. I'm a financial advisor. A client was selling stocks on a Friday to buy a boat. He got a call and didn't call me back until after 4 p.m., too late to trade. Company got bought over the weekend, and stock was 40% higher on Monday.
Unbelievable. That's exactly right.
Invictus. I'm a big ketchup-only guy on hot dogs, but also fine with cheese and bacon. I don't do mayo, but I've seen carts outside the bars in Nashville and San Diego that put a little on the bun before toasting it. The lettuce is uncouth.
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 How often do you see bacon as a topping offered for your hot dog?
Never.
Never.
Yeah. That's. I mean, I'm sure it's great. Bacon's, you know, you could put that on anything and it'd be good.
Uncouth. Lacking good manners, Skelly. Steve the Proxy. Miki Sudo proving she's one of the best athletes ever by bouncing back after pregnancy and hitting a personal hot dog record. Even the great Serena Williams. I couldn't come back from motherhood. 10 mustard belts, Gil. 2 times as many titles as Iga. That's great.
Love you got that. Me thinking about this a little bit, okay? I'm not going to take the pro athlete side of this, but are you telling me the athletic drop-off from, like, football linebacker to golfer is not as big as the drop-off from golfer to hot dog eater?
All right, well, you've moved the goalposts on this by putting golfers in this.
Well, okay, so do you consider golfers athletes? I guess that's the question. That's really
are we
question.
Are we really going to have this conversation? Is that what we had? Welcome to Sports Talk Radio.
You're in my head now with this athlete thing.
Do you consider a pitcher in, if you want to get the, is a pitcher in baseball?
Yeah, no, that's a good one too.
A punter.
An athlete? Punter. Or do they have a great skill?
I think it's all, I would lean more towards it's all great skill.
This is the definition of athlete, Kelly. A person who is proficient in sports and other forms of physical exercise.
Well, take out that last part, and then they're all athletes.
So then pitchers are athletes.
They're all proficient.
Golfers, I guess, are athletes, too.
I think so.
And I don't know if eaters are.
Okay.
But some people say, yeah, it's physical. That's the end of that conversation.
Hmm.
I don't think it's to your point.
I don't care enough to argue about it.
Yeah.
We started JVT on it a couple weeks ago. He was ready to go off.
Obviously, the tweet was being sarcastic, but it's like, are you telling me that like you would hold Mickey Pseudo in the same regard you would hold Willie Mays in? Like, I mean, what do you pick any NBA player? Yeah. You have a story, sir.
Oh, got a couple stories.
Yeah.
First of all, I know this has happened to a lot of people. I wonder if it's happened to either one of you guys. Do you ever go away with another couple? You ever go away with like friends that you've had for a lifetime and you go away and now you come back hating them?
I was going to say, usually it's a nightmare.
No, yeah. It's like, you know, they you have to be on their schedule for things. You have to wait.
It's terrible.
It's very, very. It's so hard to do.
Not in the last 20, 25 years.
No, that's no. So. I just say it because one buddy of mine was here with his wife and his kid, and he got 2 separate rooms there, and then they came with their neighbors who they've had lived next door to for 8 years, he said. It was a disaster. They learned more about each other, and then they just they went back like not even talking to each other. It was that bad. And I could see it happening though. You know, you have to be someone wants to go to a show, one wants to go to the dam, one wants to go to whatever tourist things you want to go to, and the other one doesn't want to go. You know, it's like, remember Vegas Vacation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's have our own day.
Right.
And then they say, well, we'll all do our own thing. I'll see you guys later.
Well, when you're on vacation,
right,
you shouldn't have to make concessions to other people of what you're going to do. It's your vacation.
I knew you could properly
I'm very
word
passionate
it.
About yes. this, yeah. actually. I've had very upsetting vacations with this stuff.
Yeah.
The time in my life when I was subjected to these, and I do mean subjected to these, and again, now get back to the fact that we all share, the three of us and everybody listening, we share a certain DNA that most people don't share, right? So the whole time you're subjected to these vacations. By the way, they're super nice people on their own, right?
Yes.
If you went over to their house for a meal or 3 hours or went to a movie with them, fine. Then you go home. But if you're on in a captive vacation somewhere.
Right, yes.
Right? Captive.
That's
like,
yes,
let's just say
that's the key.
Let's just say any, like, Wimbledon is on today, right?
Sure.
I have bets.
Sure.
Hot dog eating, baseball, right?
Perfect.
Everything.
Perfect.
The entire time while they're like, oh, let's go here and let's go here.
Right.
I'm like, I got to check a score.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
Yeah.
And so I hated them.
Yeah.
Hated them.
Yeah,
it's something I was willing to do when I was younger because I had the capacity to compromise. I no longer in my older age have the capacity to compromise.
I think once you've done it a couple times,
you
just get burnt out, exhausted from it. You'll never do
it. For those of you who couldn't see us, we're going to put up the picture, the photo I had of my friend was here for a little over 5 weeks. He stayed at like 9 different hotels. You could see there on the counter, all the stuff that he had, bottles of water, bottles of soda, Perrier. He's like, you got to take all this. I was like, well, I'll take it. I'll give it to someone. Because I like giving away the shampoos and stuff to the homeless. So there's always a place in town. I can't believe how much stuff he acquired. He had to, like, rob the maid carts. I mean, he had so much stuff. So now it made me think of something. This guy takes everything when he goes away. Everything. He takes everything. So I remember, I forgot. I've known him for 30 years, almost 30 years. I remember Atlantic City when we were younger. If he loses, he gets so mad. He will actually, like, he like, out of his backpack, he pulled out a chisel. I was like, what are you? He takes the art off the wall when you can't. Like, he'll take something off the wall.
What? Just,
this guy's nuts. He goes, as long as this, if it doesn't leave a mark, it's going. The maids never see it. I said, how are you going to get this piece of art out of here?
It was, like, nailed to the wall, right? Yeah. Hence the chisel.
I'm not joking. I'm not saying it to be funny. He knows who he is.
That's a skill.
And I will say this. It's one of those things that's so out of bounds, right, to carry a large piece of art out that no one's good. Like, no one would question. He's like, how is this guy? This guy must have a reason. He must be a worker that we've employed to move art.
That is one of those, if you just walk with a confident look on your face, nobody's stopping.
Oh, no. If you act as if in anything in life, you could just get away. You know what I mean?
It's wild.
Just like, imagine Kelly. Like, I didn't know Kelly had a Van Gogh.
Yeah,
you know, right. Just walking out of there.
Doing my job.
But I remember I said, well, listen, if you can do this cleanly, our old hangout, the Hard Rock, has a great picture of, I'm a big Doors fan, the Doors hanging out at the Hard Rock in L.A. It's on the wall there. If you could get that off for me.
I just want a disclaimer. We don't condone this behavior.
No, we don't.
A story.
No, it's just, but I'm not joking, though. He has taken more than one time, has taken artwork off walls. He goes for me. He gets mad. He just takes everything.
I need to dive into this.
The entitlement
So we're talking most of these paintings and stuff are like nailed to the wall or something, right? So he's taking some tool wedging it off the nails.
He knows what he's doing.
Enough to leave a mark.
The whole thing is leaving the mark. Because I know one time he got caught.
You think?
Yeah.
There's like marks on the wall from him digging in a tool.
I think, how many times the maids look up and look at the wall and say, you know, like, so, yeah, he just likes something.
But the Hard Rock, where you and I first met, where we used to hang out, the Hard Rock was filled with rock and roll memorabilia.
In the rooms? Not just the hallways.
In the rooms, that's right.
Like Planet Hollywood, too. That's always something memorabilia-wise in there.
And by memorabilia, you were equally liable to have a great piece of art on the wall or, like, find a syringe in between the couches. It was 50-50. There was that, but remember the Hard Rock got to the point where it was like, in its later days, they couldn't figure out what their brand was anymore, so during the week it was a hard, you know, classic rock place, but on the weekends it just went straight hip-hop at the end.
Right.
So it was like this really weird thing happening.
Yuck. Now, speaking of which, Gil, I have to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Being in where you grew up.
Yes.
You used to drive to Atlantic City sometimes, right?
Once in a blue moon, yeah.
Because that reminds me also going home broke in the 80s.
Oh, dude.
The tolls.
The worst.
Because there was no cameras back then. You just hit the toll like you paid it, and it rings, and you wave, and you honk. You have to just honk the horn if the change hit the ground or something.
I was at the age where me and my buddies, we weren't smart enough to still have money at the end of the trip. And so we would drive.
The gas. There'd be two, you know, a car is running out of gas here.
Two people in the back just passed out. Two people in front of just give me a bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, we'd stop at the McDonald's. I remember my buddy Juan was like, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Right.
And we're like, I'll see if we have enough money. And the tolls, we would always do.
Tolls, never pay. That's what I mean.
You'd act like you'd throw it and you just keep driving.
You act like it. Yeah. There was no gate or anything like that. But certain ones, I mean, the GW and the Holland Tunnel. But just something that I remember.
Those were always such back.
Coming home broke.
Those were all such depressing trips to AC.
On the way home. But on the way there, you listen to Sinatra, Tony Bennett, all the good life and everything. Everything's great. Yeah, on the way home, it's.
Yeah, but if you strayed 20 steps in the wrong direction, outside of the place, too. It was an adventure.
Oh, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, right here on a Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make this NFL season your best ever with our all-new VSiN NFL Betting Guide. The guide is packed with everything you need to bet the NFL smarter, including in-depth reviews of all 32 teams with win total projections for every team, new quarterback and head coach breakdowns, Super Bowl predictions, a prop betting guide, plus best futures bets from the VSiN experts. That includes MVP, Rookie of the Year, and Coach of the Year awards. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or just getting started, our NFL betting guide is your ticket to smarter, more informed bets. Visit VSiN.com/guide to get your copy of our all-new NFL betting guide today. That's VSiN.com/guide. Happy 4th of July to everybody once again. 248 years old, this nation. What a great run. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Paul Medina. Gil, you're a Bay Area guy. Haven't you had a Mexican hot dog after Sharks games wrapped in bacon? Here's the thing. I probably was in San Jose, Paul, less than I was in the Middle East in my time in the Bay Area. That's how few times I would actually venture to San Jose from the city. The city is what we call San Francisco.
I bet. Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like that's one of those, if you grew up and lived around there, yes, you've probably been everywhere around that area, but yeah.
Just never got down to San Jose.
If I moved to San Francisco, I can't imagine it.
San Jose.
San Jose.
Tom Collins. Another great appearance by the crack man. Trust the glove.
My man.
Just the glove. Loss of capacity to compromise can also be attributed to years of experience dealing with humans. I laughed out loud at that line. LOL. Yeah, man, that's a good point, too. Just living. Chris Davis. I do workers' comp. One guy's job history included casino maintenance. Quote, what did that entail, he said? Mostly fixing stuff angry people who lost would break.
Oh, see? There you go.
Wow.
Well, yeah, back when we were at the South Point, I mean, I'm sure it's still the case, but in the basement there, it would just be lined with tables and chairs upon hundreds and hundreds just lined up down there, whether they were broken or about to be replacing others or whatever. Like, it was like massive staging areas.
That'll happen more at a locals casino than it will a tourist one on the strip, because that's more of a grind joint. Locals, they get upset, they're losing their checks, where people come in town and they don't really act like that all the time when they're
because the VSiN office was in the basement, so Kelly's right about that. But now keep in mind, the South Point also a place that no one would blink that, like, they'd have an archery convention and people would be walking
through unbelievable.
With full bows and arrows.
They just had it.
Like, they could do all kinds of damage to other humans and no one blinks.
Not even that, Gil. Like, when you're talking, like, 13-year-olds, like, what's the worst age that you'd want someone carrying a weapon
it's
recklessly through an
arrow?
Yeah, and it occurs to me when I say bow and arrow, the image in most people's minds is like, oh, when I went to camp, I had a bow and arrow.
Professional archery.
Massive things.
Forget it. Yeah. I've just seen that. I couldn't. It's funny you guys mentioned that. One other tweet there, Buddhist man.
We love Buddhist.
There's no better hot dog on earth than a New York City dirty water soubrette with the extra onions and the orange sauce.
Oh.
Do you know what the orange sauce is?
I do not.
He's absolutely right. I forgot about that orangey sauce. I think soubrette makes it now. It's in the stores, but you're right about that. I don't really trust a lot of those dirty water dog places, and even if they're clean water. But it's amazing all the ones on YouTube. There's reviews of the hot dog carts in New York City. I'm sure you'll find one, but he's right about that. Guys, I have a great question. Not that it's off subject. It's actually a sports question, because we can go anywhere here. This is going to be a very sensitive subject again, and I don't know the answer, and I should. What are the rules with these sports books that are new? Because I had a lot of sports books reach out to me, these head-to-head peer-to-peer sports books this past week. A couple of them are opened in most of the states legally. And what's the rules with, do they have to put up a bond with like $2 million in case they don't pay, they're not solvent? Like, what's the rules for even a sports book here? Let's say they had this standalone sports book in Las Vegas. There is one. There's one at the Hard Rock, which is Virgin now. I can't think. Betfred. So now they're a big corporation, I know. But what's the rule? Let's say they're not a big corporation and Nevada legalizes them. What's the rule for if they close the doors like Gary Austin did here in town? Gary Austin, you guys can Google this. Gary Austin had a sports book in town, and he literally closed up shop and escaped with the money under the cover of darkness.
So you're asking
The customers. Who looks after the customers? How do they get their money? I have a ticket that I won $100. Where do I go now? The doors are closed.
You mean like when I went to the Mirage 2 weeks ago and didn't cash a ticket there walked away with it?
I mean when the place goes out of business and if something happens. Yeah, I know. It's a sensitive subject.
Well,
what about these new companies that are coming to the States and they – they don't have the money. They took the they did a full tilt and they weren't bailed out
I was just going to say. So the offshore, this happened to lots of folks, right? With both with both offshore sports books and offshore poker sites.
Oh yeah.
But specifically, like, we know the names of the offshore folks. We're like, well, they're surely World Sports Exchange is going to pay everybody
off. World Sports Exchange, right? Aces, like, Gold. There's almost so many companies that went under.
But what you're asking is, would a regulated shop be able to do the same thing? I'm guessing not.
Is there money put up?
But I'm just guessing.
We got to get to someone in gaming.
I mean, I bet you – I have no idea. But it's probably one of those that probably ends up ugly in court. And
listen,
you probably still – just
Gary
like offshore.
Austin,
you probably
Gary Austin left. Yeah. Went to Costa Rica, was part of a big book called Trade Winds there, came back to the States recently, and I guess he was back in the States in Florida, and they took like $10 million off him in Florida. They busted him. So, Gary Austin had a sports book here in town around the Strip, and I just wondered what happens.
There's regulated and unregulated, and then there's public company and non-public company.
Yes.
That would have something to do with it too, I would imagine, as well.
Another subject.
Yes.
It involves Gil.
Uh-oh.
So Gil put up a tweet last week. I retweeted it.
Hello.
Gil had already 50,000 views on it when it came to me, and wound up now getting about 80,000 views. It was about the Caesars, what happened there.
The NBA draft.
NBA draft.
Yep.
I put up a tweet the next day with Caesars charging minus $1.20 on both sides on NFL look-aheads, which, unbelievably, 95%. I can't believe it's not 100%. 95% were, oh, my God, this is terrible. How does Caesars do this? It was always $1.10. But there was a percentage there that came after me.
Really?
And said, well, you're lucky they even offer that. I mean, that's the reason why. It's a future. And, you know, no one offers that. They don't know. There's so many people do not know the space.
No.
I had to say to them, listen, Westgate, FanDuel, DraftKings, they all have minus $1.10 on these. What are you talking about? There's literally eight more. And it shocked me, the amount of people. And then guys challenge me, you know, when these kids challenge you. Well, you're betting ahead of time like that? I'd love to challenge you to a bet. Like, they don't even realize that. Listen, if I'm betting ahead of time, you can guarantee by kickoff, 90% I'm going to have the best of the line. You know what I mean? So, but there are people like, you can't bet. Now there's injuries and stuff. How do you know? Well, that could happen. It could happen against me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But however, I'm going to have an edge on most of those tickets. But it just shocked me the amount of people that actually, you know, think that. Under anonymity.
But this is part of the whole gig, right? The reason that, you know, Part of the gig is you're going to have a, you know, there's many parts of this, but one of them is you're going to have a whole new generation coming up that is going to be, and I mean this in the most literal way, it's going to be ignorant to the ways that it's done properly mathematically.
Yeah.
And they're going to be, they're abetting the crime unknowingly.
Yes.
Right?
That's the words.
They're abetting the crime unknowingly, and that's built into the whole racket, if you will.
Yeah.
And so... And by the way, I still get back to that thing, for those who missed it, the NBA draft, where they changed the number from 50-1 to 25-1 on me at Caesars without taking a bet.
Right at the counter.
Right at the counter, right in my face. I get it. It happens on apps. But they do it now in the face unabashedly. Yeah. Then they tell you all kinds of – they scramble. Not, it was only just Caesars, but MGM and Caesars. They scrambled for all kinds of rationale as to why what happened. In MGM's case, it was just a limiting on the app. None of it holds water in the end. And they can get away with it because the way that the regulatory body is, at least now, and this is part of Bet Bash that I'm excited about. Spanky was kind enough to ask me to moderate a panel about limiting bettors at Bet Bash. Billy Walters is going to be on the panel, so I'm super pumped. But there's going to be actual, we hope, regulators on that panel as well, because, like, there's got to be some way to even this playing field somewhat. In other words, like, you cannot be predatory on certain things. Like, there has to be some tacit agreement that at least the bettor can count on X, Y, or Z.
Right, right. No, yeah. It's true.
So we'll see. I appreciate that Spanky would ask me to do that, so
yeah,
I look forward to it on Bet Bash.
Yeah. Last thing I'll get to.
Yes.
Atlantic City, still a mess. I said this on my podcast. I'll challenge anyone to pull into Atlantic City, come off the expressway, make a left right down on Atlantic Avenue, go down to the end, turn around, come back on Pacific Avenue. Look what's going on. look what's going on right now at 11:54 a.m. Oh my God! Like, there's guys that charge money at like the Popeyes to open a door for you just to walk in. It's really bad. But I talked about this because my buddy was saying how bad Atlantic City has became, and I said, listen, I talk about this on your show when I come on, and he's like, no, it's so bad. He said yesterday I was in Atlantic City, and there was a police car going down Pacific Avenue, lights flashing, sirens. Not one car would move out of his way. The city has become numb to it. They don't care. It's like Kensington. It's like people are like zombies. It's just bad. Anyway, all right, guys. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for having me on.
Well, there's no artful way to segue to this, but happy 4th of July, everybody. From all of us at the Numbers Game, we've done all we can do. Gojo and Golic are next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.